Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My God, I'm sticking to my God like a snap to a matter like birds of a feather. We stick together, I'm telling you from the start. I can't.
Yeah, insignificant information coming up in just a few seconds. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning. The 14th day of April. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Moving into the 8 o'clock hour. Good morning to you fine folks in Winder.
All right now.
In Winder.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're listening to right now? Bring that up just a little bit more, Noel, if you could, please. If it's still going.
Yeah, there we are.
There you go. You know what that is? What you're listening to?
My guy.
Yeah. Bye.
I don't want to say the wrong one.
It's Mary Wells.
Mary Wells.
But
I knew it was somebody in Motown.
Well, there's a reason. And here's the other thing. That was what you're listening to.
I was about to say Martha Reeves, but go ahead.
That was Motown's first number one hit. You would think it would be others. You'd think it'd be Smokey. You'd think it'd be Diana. Yeah. That was their first number one hit.
Now, did Smokey help write it, though?
Well, I'm
That's
just talking
thing.
About
yeah,
this
you know,
song
yeah.
was Motown's first number one.
Yeah.
I bring that up is because today was the day that Berry Gordy founded the label.
Okay.
1960. I've driven by there. You talking about the location up in Detroit?
I'm about the little house that in the
yeah.
I've been in there.
Yeah. Well, that's like. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know who I'm married to, right? So anytime we go up to Michigan, it's like that's one of the. You know,
I have been there.
I've been there. The thing is, I've been there, driven by it, but I didn't go inside. She went in with the kids,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't. You know, I didn't go in.
I've been inside. Impressive what they were able to do in that house.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
1960,
mm-hmm.
Motown was founded on this day. Anyway, that's not why you call. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We're going to hear from Orlando, Florida in just a few minutes with a UFC 300 update, recap, if you will, from Max von Auken. But first, this is what we do on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock since we have had our feature, They Got Next. We are giving the platform to 13-year-olds and under who want to get into this business or at least thinking about it. And parents, teachers, coaches, you got a 13-year-old or under who talks about, hey, I want to get into radio. I want to do it. I want to get into television broadcasting. If you have that person in your life, point them toward us. We need a minute and a half sports report, and just reach out to us, and we will give you the stage. So
And they may not know exactly if they want to be a sports reporter, but they may be someone who speaks well, expresses themselves well,
mm-hmm.
and if you let them know that there's opportunities here, they may want to give it a try.
And
know what I mean?
So far since we've been doing this, the one feedback I've gotten from the parents is your seal of approval. Yeah. I mean, we say nice things about all of them because they all do a great job,
mm-hmm.
and it's the effort that we acknowledge, not only from the kid, but also the parents. But hearing Sam Crenshaw say, great job, great, you know, that's like a little extra gravy on top. Because knowing, he was a broadcaster from all these years.
Not just that, but I think both of us, and you as well, the time that you've been in this market and whatnot, it's almost like kind of investing back a bit, I think. And
that's what
we've been able to accomplish.
Absolutely,
and
absolutely.
And bring some young folk along the way. So that's what we're trying to do here.
So we've had a few people that work here who have kids who we've had on the show, and that was the case yesterday. Matt Holmes used to work here,
mm-hmm.
and he has moved on. But his son Christian, who's 13 years old, joined us yesterday for his report. So we're going to hear from Christian, and then we're going to go down to Orlando and hear from Max von Arkin. But first, yesterday's They Got Next.
It's time for They Got Next.
Yay! Sam and Greg give area up-and-coming broadcasters 13 and under their shot at the bigs.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And with today's sports report, here is 13-year-old Christian Holmes.
Hi, I'm Christian Holmes with your quick sports update. The Braves take care of business against Miami with a solid 8-1 victory. Max Fried goes 6 1/3 innings, only giving up one. Marcelo Ozuna hits his 6th home run of the season, tying Mike Trout and Mookie Betts for the Major League lead. Chris Sale takes the mound this afternoon when the Braves face Miami again. On the hardwood last night, the Hawks fell 109-106 against Minnesota. Trae Young led the way with 19 points, but it still wasn't enough. Their 5th straight loss. The Hawks wrap up the regular season tomorrow in Indiana. A 1 o'clock tip-off here on 99 The Game. At the Masters yesterday, wind wreaking havoc, but three Americans sit on top after two rounds. Max Homa, Scottie Scheffler, and Bryson DeChambeau all tied at 6 under par. Tiger Woods makes a cut at +1. Today, up in Athens, the G-Day game is going on at 1 o'clock. After last season's disappointment, the Dogs open their regular season against on August 31st against Clemson. I'm Christian Holmes with Sam and Greg on Sports Radio's 92.9 The Game.
All right, there you go. And did a great job.
He made me nervous as he was going on.
Well, you just made Jim Nance nervous with that intro of the Masters.
Because he just rattled off everything there. I said, was he going to leave out anything? he's covered it all.
Oh, even yesterday, yeah, I didn't leave us much to talk about afterwards.
Man, he just covered everything there.
So, again, if you think you can top that, but it's not about being better than the person that you heard last week.
No.
We want to just give you an opportunity. If you think you have that 13-year-old or under in your life, please reach out to us. You go to 929thegame.com, you click on contest, and fill out all the information, and we will get back to you and schedule you for a They Got Next. Having said that, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. Is he ready? Is the blonde bomber ready down there in Orlando? It's been a minute, and of course, when we welcome... Oh, wait, we forgot our phrase for the top of the hour. Tell the audience to what, Sam? Fill up your tank.
Oh, yep. Things are happening in the world overnight and today. Fill up your tank.
Fill up your tank.
Fill up your tank.
Having said that, Max, good morning to you and your mother. Because now that he's
good
on here.
Good morning. What a lovely day it is. How are you guys?
Morning, man.
We're doing fine. And let's start off with, how is Mom?
She is doing fantastic. She's better than ever. She's correcting my English every day, so no complaints.
Man, we miss you up here. We love Noel, but we miss having you. But we like the fact that we get to talk to you every once in a while, especially when it comes to boxing or UFC. And listen, all week long, I heard Dana White talking about this was going to be, from top to bottom, the best one of the events that he's thrown out there all these years. This is the, and he named one, I was trying to remember which one it was, that a lot of people said was the best one, but he told everybody, this is going to be the one. Was he correct?
No.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Here's the thing. With fights, this is what makes it very interesting. For the casual viewer that's not me, who's not a hardcore, I'm the biggest fight fan you probably know, Sam and Greg. And I can't tell you the co-main event of the biggest fight card ever. That's Khabib and Conor. So what that's telling you is, for the average viewer that's just not obsessed with the UFC, who doesn't wake up eating cereal and watching UFC, they probably don't agree with that statement. Now, for the fanatic who loves fights and watches all the undercards, they love last night. And last night was a very, very exciting fight card. And it was amazing, top to bottom. That is a true statement. But when you're trying to appeal to the everyday viewer, they come out to watch John Jones. They come out to watch Conor McGregor. Maybe Israel Adesanya. There's very few people who move the needle. And we talked about it all the time when I was there. Like a Tiger Woods, now with Caitlin Clark. That's Conor. And I'm not saying every fight card needs Conor McGregor, but this card in particular, UFC 300, the UFC is defined by moments. Every sport is defined by moments. Basketball had it, NFL had it, and the UFC, UFC 300 is supposed to be a moment. It's a staple. UFC 100, UFC 200, UFC 300. And because the expectations were so high and you didn't get that guy who, like the main event, for example, Alex Pereira is a freaking beast, but not everyone knows him. So when that's the expectation, that is why I disagree with what he said.
Spend the time on the waitforit.com outline. You know, it's great to spend some time with this guy, with Max Van Auken. He is social. You can find
it. See, you missed that. He missed that out of you. Listen to him laughing.
I love it.
You can follow him at Max_Van_Auken. Max_Van_Auken. The thing I enjoyed watching was Max Holloway and the finish of that one. I thought that was pretty fun to watch.
That was the greatest KO of all time, Sam. And I'm not even being hyperbolic. They said it last night there too. What makes it so crazy, and maybe I'm a little biased, his name's Max, but Max Holloway, for one, he's always an exciting fighter. Sam Gregg, this guy always is exciting. Like, every single time, you can guarantee, you can't always say he's going to win, even though he's at his peak of powers, he is elite. But he's always exciting. And so what the BMF belt is, for people who don't know, it's essentially who is the most exciting, who is the baddest. It's not always about who's the most elite. How do you know that when you watch and you pay however much you pay for a pay-per-view, that this is going to be the entertaining fight? And you know, you knew he was one of them, and so was Justin Gaethje. But this guy was moving up in weight. Everybody counted him out. Not only did he perform, Sam and Greg, he stood in the middle of the octagon, pointed at the center, and said, let's throw down. And yeah, he knocked out Justin Gaethje with 1 second
left. 1 second left, yeah.
Oh, man.
And I thought this dude was going to bust his shoulder on the way down, when the way he landed.
It's scary. It honestly is scary. I mean, it's entertaining. But, yeah, that's what makes the sport so extreme, is just because, yeah, there may be three rounds. There may be five rounds. But in basketball, you know it's going four quarters. NFL, you know it's going four quarters. With the fights, it can literally end any second. And so you're on the edge of your seat. So when you get a fight like that, Dana White threw a $300,000 fight bonus on top of it. You knew you were going to get something crazy last night.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com with Max Van Auken. We are talking UFC 300. Now, what's this going on with Holmes? It was a tap out in that one. Got to talk about some of the other matches.
Yeah, so Kayla Harrison, for people who don't know, they're about to know, is Kayla Harrison is not only an Olympian, but she's just incredible on the ground. And it's almost reminiscent of Ronda Rousey. But because Ronda Rousey's done it before, it's not hitting the exact same. But if she was before Ronda Rousey, we would have that type of conversation. Now, I don't believe she has the star power. Being a star is so weird, guys. Like, it's hard to describe it, but you know when some people have it. And I don't necessarily think she has it to be a megastar, but she certainly has the talent. And so what's crazy is she was on the undercard. That goes to show you how good the card was. Kayla Harrison was the best female fighter outside of the UFC. And so it was kind of ironic they put her against Holly Holm, who we all know back in the day is the lady who shut down Ronda Rousey.
I'd say she beat Ronda,
and
yeah.
So, exactly. So now not only was she drawing comparisons to Ronda, they put her against the Ronda killer, so to speak, and she beat her. Holly Holmes is in her 40s, though, and so not to rain on Kayla Harrison's parade, but she's a very talented woman, very powerful. And she drains herself to make that weight class, by the way. I don't know. She was on death's door if you saw her on weigh-in the night before. But she is the real deal. So the UFC has a lot to look forward to. And maybe I don't want to jump the gun here. Maybe you guys are about to announce this, too. UFC 303, June 29th, Conor McGregor is returning.
Do we get excited about that? Do you?
Well, here's my question. Who needs who more? That's the question. Because he just talked about this being an incredible event and the sport seems to be thriving right now, and Conor's trying to. It's almost like when I heard he was coming back, sort of what The Rock did, with WWE coming back. He don't need to go back, and now he's a bad guy. So anyway, go ahead. Who needs who more, Max?
That's a really great question, Greg. And it's such a weird answer because I don't think either one of them need anyone more. But I would actually say the UFC needs Conor more. How can anyone with a net worth of $400 million with his whiskey, and he doesn't need to fight. Like, he absolutely, most people say, don't fight. There's no need. If you're going to come back, you could seriously get hurt if you're not completely committed. And that is the one thing I will always applaud Floyd Mayweather for. You could say whatever you want about him, but he spends a lot of money. He may party, but he's running back from the party to the gym. He's notorious for that. He stayed committed and focused. I can't say the same for Conor, and that's kind of why everyone's having the reaction you guys are having. He's a big star. We all know he's a character. He's a personality. But are we going to get a committed Conor McGregor? So as far as star power, we'd be lying if we said he didn't move the needle. Everybody's going to be tuned in. Everybody's going to be tuned in. So it is massive news. But Conor McGregor does not need to fight. And I think that's what kind of makes it interesting, because this is the last hurrah. If he gets knocked out, if he loses, I think we could just completely just say, okay, it's done. If he wins, then you start talking Nate Diaz trilogy.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people showed up last night. Somebody who was there was Mike Tyson. Who's doing? Are you? Where are you on this thing? Because I'm already said I'm not watching.
Oh gosh, I feel the same exact way, because and I'd be lying if I said I'm not going to watch it, Sam. I'm going to watch it. But the problem is, he's going to get knocked out, guys. He's going to get knocked out, and it's so sad to say, because he's one of my favorite, let alone fighters, just human beings and athletes. He's so iconic. And he's going to get knocked out. He can hit pads ferociously. We see the clips. He's still a machine. I don't know any 58-year-old who would want to fight Mike Tyson, but he's 58 years old. Those pads are not hitting back. And so he can have all the power in the world, but we don't know how he could truly take a punch. We've seen him fight Roy Jones, and I'm pretty sure they had an agreement he couldn't hit Roy Jones in the head. And he looked great. He really did look great. But Roy Jones isn't 27, 28 years old, training night and day. I think Jake Paul is going to end up knocking Mike Tyson out, and it's going to be a really disappointing night for fight fans.
Ooh. He says that on Anderson Silva's birthday.
Wow.
Oh, look at that.
I saved that one for you in my insignificant information for the day.
That was a good one, Greg. You never let me down.
Anderson Silva's birthday today.
Give me your basketball right quick.
Yeah, man.
We're about to start the playoffs here. What's Orlando looking like? What do you really expect from them?
Orlando's nasty. Now, they're not winning a championship this year. I'm not that delusional, but I will say, Paolo, they have the guy, which has probably been Orlando's problem since almost Dwight left, who's been the guy. And Paolo's clearly the guy, so that makes a lot of people happy. They're young, they're long, they're great defensively. So I think they can make some noise. I don't think they go to the Eastern Conference Finals, but I certainly think with a couple teams banged up in the East, they can win a round, make it to the second round. And for Orlando, that's a success.
Max, before you go, tell everybody where they can see your stuff.
All right. My name is My Brand. So I am social, like Sam said, Max Van Auken on all social media. Brandon Haywood and I do a live every week. You got the podcast. Colin Sexton and I just did a podcast. So I appreciate you guys so much. Shout out to Noel. Shout out to you guys. You are amazing. And I miss you guys so much. So thank you for having me.
Miss you too, buddy. And again, say hello to your mother for us.
Yeah, dude.
Will do.
All right. Max Van Auken. This is going to be good, because he just gave us his take on Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Terrell Thomas is next.
Yeah.
We're going to see what Terrell thinks of his assessment of the team above the Hawks.
There we go.
That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this 14th day of April, otherwise known as Titanic Day. But it's a redshirt Sunday. Say what you will about his last round, it's a redshirt Sunday. And I don't know how many more of those you're going to have, so I want to throw that out there. And also,
get started in about an hour.
Top off your gas.
Yep.
Get yourself some gas.
Top off your tank.
Top off your tank, that's the phrase.
Top off your tank.
That sounds like a Motown song, don't it?
There are things going on, and you need to top off your tank.
Top off your tank.
Yes.
Hey, Terrell, how you doing, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm amazing today. How are you guys?
Yeah, he's amazing today.
All right, now.
He's amazing today. that's he probably topped off his tank.
Yeah. Hey, we're laughing, but we need to do that.
Hey, Terrell, I don't know if you were listening, but a guy that you've heard on and you've probably talked to when he's called you when he was our producer, Max Van Auken, came on and gave us a UFC 300 recap. But he's a big basketball fan and got to going on about Orlando Magic and where they are and so on and so forth. And don't know if you heard it. Did you hear it?
And of course. Yes,
all right.
Yes,
if you did, any thoughts on that as we talk about a team in the Hawks division and your thoughts on them heading into the playoffs?
Well, first and foremost, it has been great to see. I've been following up with Max and everything he is doing as far as his coverage of the Orlando Magic, and that's been great to see him flourishing. But I kind of agree. Like, they are a scary team. I know we've spoken on that a few times this season, a very young team out there. I don't know if they're a threat to really, you know, get to the NBA Finals, I would say, this year. But I do believe that as things stand right now, they are the top team in the Southeastern Division. Miami is Miami. We know that. We've spoken on them several times, too, with Coach Spo and that championship pedigree, the grit that comes along with playing for a Pat Riley organization. But I've been really impressed with for Orlando this entire season. Again, do I really look at them right now as a championship contender? No, but I really like I love the magic that's taking place down there in the Magic Kingdom. So,
look at that!
A play on words there.
Look at him now.
Well, you know he's from Philly.
Yeah, watch.
He knows how to do that kind of stuff.
Watch out! Watch out!
No, that was a compliment.
Yeah, I heard yesterday too. You know, I'm always tuned in.
Oh, what did we say yesterday?
You know, how much you want those Braves to beat up on our Phillies, you know? And talk some trash, but you know that's another story for another day.
That's not talking trash. That's a division leader and a team that's stomped on. And listen, you got the crow the last couple of years, right? You know, at State Farm know that you're a Philly fan.
They give me a pass every now and then, but when the Braves are in town, it's a lot of, you know, heckling that I receive down there, and I love that, so that's not an issue.
Yeah, you get that. We're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Terrell Thomas, and he is social. You can find him always at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. You know, the Hawks come up short up in Minneapolis. A shorthanded Hawks team against a Minnesota team that looks like they're pretty much full strength. And we gave them everything they wanted. I don't know if it can get any better going into this play-in, but I like what I saw. And talks about the way Trey is coming back into this. Seemed like he's doing more playing off the ball. Maybe the time sitting watching helped with that.
Yeah, it's been ironic. Now, Trey did just come back 2 games ago, and then his first game back against Charlotte, limited minutes. He only played about 20 minutes, but he had 19 points, 14 assists, and he was 5-for-5 from the field. So that was positive to see. And he did actually speak post-game about his time off and being able to, similar to DeAndre Hunter a few weeks ago, being able to sit on that bench and really talk with Coach Quinn and see the rotations and see where guys are flourishing and succeeding on the floor has helped Trey a lot. And I'm glad you mentioned as well him playing off the ball. I think that's something that we wanted to see from Trey Young this entire tenure so far with DeJounte Murray, see more Trey playing off of the ball, how he can be a scorer, per se, more than just a facilitator. And it has looked good, but the Hawks are limping into the playing situation, having lost 5 games in a row. You know, we'll be looking to hopefully change that today at 1 o'clock. But it has been interesting just to see how Trey has played in his few games back so far.
Hey, guess who want to talk to you? Noel.
Who's that?
Noel.
Hey. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Terrell. Okay, so with the landscape of the East where it is now and with the return of some players and some missing players, who is the number one player you see that needs to step up heading into this play-in situation on the road?
You know, I hate to put this much pressure on this gentleman because he is just returning, but it has to be Trey. It has to be your franchise player. It has to be someone who, although he's still getting his legs under him, he's still getting his wind together. And he also spoke on not being depressed, but being extremely frustrated on the bench and really wanting to get out there and help his guys. We've seen Trey just have success in these past few years in the postseason. I think he got his I don't want to say he got his name, but he really put the nation, the basketball community on notice a few seasons ago when he was the Madison Square Garden. And, you know, he took a bow in the Garden after putting on a phenomenal performance. And that just showed us just how elite Trey can really be in clutch situations. So playing against the Bulls team on the road, as you mentioned, the Bulls have been off and on all season long. And with the Hawks having that 10th spot, I think it has to be Trey. And, again, it may be messed up to a degree to put that much pressure on a guy who's been out of basketball for such a long time, and he's just, again, getting back out there. But that's what comes along with being the big dog. And when you're the franchise player, when you're one of the best players in the NBA, when you're an NBA All-Star, that's just something you have to accept. So it has to be Trey.
All right, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, talking to Terrell Thomas. All right, let's talk about the conference right now. Heading into the playoffs, some of these other teams that you are focusing on. Obviously, you got your mind on Philadelphia. And with the big guy coming back and how they're playing, let us know what you think. They're in the seventh spot right now. But the other teams, top and in the middle, we haven't talked much, and you haven't talked much about Cleveland. Haven't talked much about the Knicks. Haven't we just talked a little bit about Orlando. What about Indiana? Give me your thoughts on the conference heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, well, of course you hit it on the head. I am, and this is without being biased and being a homer. I thought at the beginning of the season that the Philadelphia 76ers were going to finally get over that hump, but we'd see a different Embiid. I really think with Nick Nurse being there right now and Embiid playing his best basketball, in my opinion, I think they're a scary team going into the overall postseason. I really do think they're a scary team. Now, I also, when the trade went down for Pascal Siakam earlier in the season, I looked at Indiana and said that they could be someone that's a real threat in the East. I'm not really buying Cleveland. They've been too off and on so far. And I don't know, you know, what the situation will look like moving forward with Donovan Mitchell being in the Cavs uniform. The Knicks, I think, are the Knicks. They looked impressive over the last few seasons, but something about Tom Thibodeau teams, when you get to this point in the season, and he's kind of stretched or burnt his guys out. His guys are playing, his starters are playing 48, 47 minutes a night, and with them not having Julius Randle for the postseason run, I think that'll really hurt them. So we know Boston, but I have a funny feeling that Boston's not going to come out the East this year, and I honestly think, and I might be, you know, looking too far ahead, if our Hawks are able to move into that eighth spot and they face Boston, I think they'll give Boston everything they can handle in a seven-game series. May go six or something like that. I don't know if our Hawks have the firepower with Jalen Johnson not being there, with them being so many injuries, to really knock Boston off. But I do think that they would give Boston everything that they can handle. But, again, without being a homer, I really think a team in the East that we got to keep our eyes on are the Sixers. Kelly Oubre Jr. has been playing phenomenally. Joel Embiid being back, he's been playing exceptionally well. And that young guy, Tyrese Maxey, he is a player. But I think the difference in the Sixers now from what we've seen previously, and this is no slight to him, even though I'm not the biggest Doc Rivers fan, is the coaching position. I think it's Nick Nurse and what he's doing. So I'm watching Philly, and I'm watching the team that the Hawks play today in Indiana.
Man, folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Terrell Thomas talking NBA as we get ready to close out this season later today. And you get to hear with this game today is not on 92.9 The Game. This is on 92.9 The Game because Atlanta United is on.
Very good. Yeah, no, right. We got 12:30 pregame tip mm-hmm. at 1 o'clock.
Tip
and
at 1 o'clock.
Atlanta United and Philly are over on Star 94.
On Star 94. So we do have the Hawks here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game to get set there. We're up to the season. Talk about the rookies, the guys for Atlanta who've been thrust into this. You know, maybe on an ordinary situation, they'd be on the shuttle back and forth to College Park, but they've had to be with this team and they've had to go out and they've got some minutes. I mean, Kobe Bufkin has created some great defense. Just talks about the young guys who've been thrown in there and they've had to go out and perform.
Yeah, even, you know, in a dark situation, sometimes the sun does shine through. And I think that's what we've seen exactly for these younger guys right now. It's been kind of gloomy for the Hawks because it just has been so many injuries. And I think if we really look at the full scope of things, I don't know, in the last 10, 20 years, if a team has suffered this many injuries in a back-to-back situation, Trey being out so long, Sadiq is out, you know, for so long, Double O's been out for so long, Jalen Johnson was out, he came back, had a triple-double, looked like he was going to be able to, you know, take some command of the team, he rolls his ankle again. So it has given the young guys. So I don't know if Coach Snyder would have given them typically this many minutes, especially in this part of the season, but I've wanted to see Kobe out there since he's got drafted. I think that young man has an extremely bright future. I really like although unfortunately he's no longer there, with Juwan Howard instilled in this young man as a young player. And you got a name like Kobe. You got to go out there and do great things. But I like what I'm seeing from that young man offensively. But I really like as you mentioned, defensively. He's just, again, a dog out there. He's a gentleman that's been playing very well on the perimeter. And the Hawks are going to need that. And I think with him having that experience over these last few weeks, it's going to do nothing but help them in the playing situation.
How's the family? How the kids?
Everybody's well. It's been an amazing week. Yesterday was opening day for the Marquise Grissom League. I know I told you gentlemen several times that Carmelo and Jefferson are out there. We had a triple header yesterday. going out to Gresham Park.
So all right.
It's wonderful, and it's that time of year. Spring ball is around. Georgia Tech had a game not too long ago. My nephew's down in Florida. They ain't nothing doing this. So family is heavy in the sports world right now. So, you know, I'm living in a world of bliss, extremely happy, and hopefully our Hawks can get back for a play-in game to kind of wrap this week up for us.
As we continue with our feature that is growing, they got next, we always have to thank you for giving us the idea, and Selah, your daughter. This is where it started, folks. The first they got next was Terrell and his daughter, Selah. So as it grows, continuously think of you, man. So appreciate it. We have fun with you and we mess with you, but when it gets here, we want to let you know we love you for handing that one to us.
Yep.
Oh, I love you, gentlemen. And I heard the youngin doing his thing today. You know, it's great to see. The future looks bright as far as sports journalism is concerned. So thank you guys for giving all of us, you know, the younger kids, a platform to talk a little sports and act like we know something.
Yeah, we ain't scared. And by the way, Sam's gonna take over for Jim Lampson. If you've heard earlier, he'll be calling. He'll be out there at Butler Creek soon. Anyway, Terrell, enjoy the rest of your weekend, buddy. And thanks as always for getting up. We have got a fresh casting call up next. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Daddy made sure he shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar.
Listen to Sam and Greg, you don't know what you're going to hear. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. She is literally singing out loud on the other side of the glass. Noelle.
Yeah.
Because you know she loves us some country music.
Yes, she does.
Now, hang on a second. I need some help with this one. Is she the queen, or is it Patsy Cline, or is it Dolly? Who's the queen of country music? Please help me out here.
That's one of those generational things. Like, you know.
I can barely. A little louder there, Noel.
That's one of those generational things. Like, Loretta would say that Patsy's the queen, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And Dolly would probably say Loretta's the queen, right?
Yeah.
But since Dolly's kind of like, you know, the most kickingest one out here with so much personality in her own theme part, Dolly's kind of the queen.
Okay.
I mean, she just scored a fifth number one in her fifth decade.
And a Cowboys cheerleader outfit, too.
I mean, on top. She dropped a rock album.
No fear. No fear.
None at all. None at all.
No fear.
We featuring on songs with Beyonce. Yeah, Dolly might be the queen.
Here's the magic of Dolly Parton. Hey, first of all, you got something special when you got an amusement park. I mean, how many people can say that?
True.
I mean, you got your own amusement park.
Not everybody has that.
Nah. But, and I'm going to delicately do this because this is Sunday morning, but people get teased. Outwardly, they don't get jobs. Women, over the years, don't get hired. They get put into a certain category.
They do.
Because of the way they look. And a lot of it has to do with the way Dolly looks, right? Am I doing this properly?
Yeah.
And yet she has embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has served her infinitely more than she ever thought it could. And I'm just surprised that she has occupied that lane, and it's almost like, I dare you to say something.
Yeah, right. She has one of those great personalities where she doesn't take herself that seriously, so that lends her to not be upset when other people view her in certain ways.
The phrase.
Okay, y'all may think I'm a dumb blonde. I'm rich, though.
No, it ain't the blonde guy I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And there's the famous
that
phrase.
James Mansfield aesthetic.
Well, it's, you know, Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
On TV, I'd give a year's salary. You know, things like that have been said about her, and she just comes back with, look, it costs a whole lot of money to look this cheap.
Yep, that's my favorite Dolly Parton quote.
Isn't it, though?
Cost a whole lot of money to look this cheap.
We morph back to Loretta Lynn, which is why I had your play. Today would have been her birthday.
Ah.
Today would have been Loretta Lynn's birthday. We lost her in what, 22? Something like that. She passed, not long ago.
Okay.
So anyway, shout out.
She has the best biopic, so she wins there.
Well, yeah, so really. Far, yeah.
Yeah.
Who did Patsy Cline's?
I don't. I don't think she's had like a big theatrical release.
So Sissy Spacek, was that the one who did her?
That did Loretta Lynn. Yep, Sissy Spacek and Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones, yeah.
Great movie.
All right. Also, not to be outdone, some people will have a problem with me saying happy first, but I will say happy birthday, happy 83rd birthday to Pete Rose.
Yeah. We can wish him happy birthday.
Yeah, we can. Oh, yeah, I'm just saying the happy part.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, Pete Rose, happy birthday to him. Listen, this is the time we spend, I spend letting you know how you can get some money in your pocket, as Sam likes to say. It's the casting call. There are jobs out there from top to bottom, and I mean this entire state. Every Every county is camera ready, and they are doing projects. I say projects, not necessarily TV shows or movies, which a lot of them are, but I say projects because there's a lot of commercials that are being shot in this state. It's a weird time right now, Sam, because there's, and I've talked about this before, there's the possibility of another strike. There has been individual talks with the Teamsters. Okay, that's the one that's you know, we're talking truck drivers, and you don't mess with the Teamsters, right? No. So there have been individual talks, as I understand it, that have been going fairly well. The concern is when they start talking nationally. And because of that possibility, there's some productions that aren't even starting up here in Georgia. They were supposed to be here at a certain point, you know, this first quarter of the year. And because this thing is looming in the background, they said, well, you know what, why don't we just wait? And let's get this thing settled between the Teamsters, because we go out to Atlanta and get everything set up and start filming, and then we got to shut it down because of the strike, because I guarantee you, if the Teamsters strike, everybody else is going to support them, because the Teamsters supported the writers and the actors when they went out. So that's what's happening right now, that making things, it's a little strange. Having said that, there's money flying through the air.
Yeah.
There is money flying through the air. Let me let you know about a couple projects. Casting TaylorMade is doing the second season of Found. I was blessed to be on the first season. Okay. That one little role there last season. Anyway, they have a need. Are you ready? One, two, three, four. Well, I'll just read them off here. They need everything from customers with bicycles, camera ops, customers with cars, detectives, doctors, journalists, nurses, officials, like higher-up officials, cops, pedestrians, patients, photographers, assistants, clinical workers, restaurant employees, visitors, and volunteers. This is all for Found 2. Sounds like they're building up the database to me.
Okay.
All right, and Heather's got a number of projects she's also doing. Stranger Things, but this is what's going on this week. That's the first one you will see on the casting call. Destination Casting got a new movie. I got four needs for this one that I actually put on the casting call. There's a couple I didn't put on the casting call because, again, I thought about it and I said, all right, these four are good enough. Destination Casting, the movie's called One Spoon of Chocolate. They need everything from townsfolks, you know, to be pedestrians. They need a black male stand-in. Okay. They need a blonde male stand-in. They also need gang members, all right? Caucasian males to portray, as they put it here, Nazi-type gang members, all right? So there's obviously a kind of scene that's coming up here. I say that because, again, the industry not about being PC. They need what they need when they need it. Don't mean to offend, but this is what they need. But there was a couple, like I said, they were asking, and we've had them on before, ladies to that feel comfortable disrobing. Okay. Now, when they do that, I will tell you, when they do that, they pay you more. So if they're asking you to take something off, as long as you're comfortable with, you know, with showing some skin, they will pay you more. So that's one of those things. If I do say it on here, just know that that's the case. Anyway, that's Destination Casting, the movie One Spoon of Chocolate. If you need more information, go to Destination Casting's Facebook page, and you'll see the others that I was talking about. Hilton Casting. Doing in season three, you've heard it before, P-Valley.
Okay.
P-Valley is back. Noel popped up. Hang on. What was up?
Noel.
It's officially on the sheet. P-Valley is back.
P-Valley is back. Ooh. By the way, we can book you for this because, again, Hilton Casting is putting their database together for this particular show. This is one of the things that casting directors are doing now. They got, like, a database for this project, Stranger Things.
Yeah, tell me, Gray, how do I get in on the ground floor of this one? Speak to me specifically.
No. You know me. We're talking after the commercial break, and you were going to make sure that you get the. All right, I'll tell you what you should do, which will help everybody else.
Yeah, use me
get in front of a blank wall. Well, they help most of us. So we're going to get you in front of a blank wall, and we're going to get you dressed casually, and you're going to take a couple pictures of yourself, headshot, waist up, full body. Okay, and then you're just going to fill out basic information about yourself. If they need more, they will ask you. Let them know the times that you're available throughout the course of the week. So if you got Monday through Friday from, you know, say you're a stay-at-home mother and you have somebody that could watch the kid, then you're good most of the day. But if you got a 9-to-5, you got a regular job, you can't be gone for 10 hours.
Right. Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. You have to be available to the production for at least 10, and in some cases a little bit more. They're going to pay you for it. They're going to feed you. But you have to have a flexible schedule.
Makes sense.
Okay. So That's how you do it. And you just send it into the information. There's always a link to a website, social media, wherever, email, whatever. But Hilton Casting this week is doing P-Valley. Men, women, and kids. And remember, the kids have to have that number from the Georgia Department of Labor. I have that link on there, too. You fill out the information, bing, bang, boom, about 24, 36 hours, they will send you the number, and you're good to go. You really want to be on this?
Yeah, for real.
This, she can't pick up the phone. She got 18 jobs, and how's she going to go and do this? Noelle.
I just got to be awake. That's all. If I know I got to be awake, I'll be awake like I'll be here.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, Central Casting is doing Genesis. That ain't the real. That's the working title.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
I did a scene in this film, but they are looking for real military, and they're gonna be shooting this down near Macon. So long as they stay off that, you know, 475, they'd be all right. Get to Macon and submit yourself. But no, you don't have to submit yourself there. You can see the information. But again, Central Casting looking for Genesis. This is a film. Shauna Fitzpatrick. I mentioned this yesterday. Here's the deal. This is one of those reality shows, but you could win $25,000.
Really?
That got your attention, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. But you got to be in the advertising world.
Okay.
So they're looking for creative people in the advertising world, looking for that big break. Do you believe your talent is being overlooked or underserved in the advertising world? Here are the thoughts from these casting directors. So, if so, you think you're being overlooked, they want to hear from you. If you have the right pitch, they want to hear from you. If you're ready to make your mark in the advertising industry, they want to hear from you.
Okay.
This is what it says here. The right pitch is searching for all advertising creatives ready to showcase their skills. And again, the payoff, $25,000. So you'll see that under Shauna Fitzpatrick Casting. Hilton Casting, I mentioned P-Valley, but they're also doing Divorce Court.
Okay.
Not only that, heard from an old contact that used to work at another casting company. Her name is Robin. Robin is also working with Divorce Court. They don't need audience members like Hilton Casting needs. They need participants. So those of you that want to put your business on blast Divorce Court.
Don't mind putting it all out there.
Judge Starr wants to hear from you. Judge Starr Jones wants to hear from you. And I have the phone number or the email address. That is all up on the casting call, along with Laws of Toughness. This is Rose Law Casting. They're doing a Naked Gun reboot. Seth MacFarlane. Yes, he's doing a Naked Gun reboot. They're, again, filling up their background talent. This is going to shoot sometime between May 4th and July 2nd.
Okay.
So get your stuff in there. You guys got any questions? Greg.Clarkson@odyssey.com. And, of course, you scroll past the jobs in front of the camera. You will see the jobs behind the camera. Starting at Georgia.org, the voiceover contacts, Bill Seller, Atlanta Voiceover Studio, how to put together, you know, a submission if you've never done that before. So all that information is there waiting for you. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Coming up, 9 o'clock hour, in fact, right off the rip. Looking forward to talking to, and I want to make sure, Todd, if you're listening, Dejeuner.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do that with a French accent, which I probably couldn't?
Well, I don't know.
All right, I won't do it like that way. But anyway, we've got the head coach.
Well, he's excited to join us because his team has the best record in the league right now, the Pro Volleyball Federation, and they just got a big win last night, so can't wait to talk to him.
And, of course, as we get ready for Atlanta United, as always, we'll talk to Jason Longshore. He'll be joining us, Atlanta United versus Philly. That pre-kick at 1:30, kick at 2:30. You're going to hear that game down on Star 94. As we head on out of here, I want to remind you one more thing that happened, and this is just kind of – I want to get your thoughts on something. You know, today was the day that patent 558-393 was issued. Patent 558-393 was issued. It was issued to a doctor whose last name was Kellogg.
Whoa.
John Harvey Kellogg. He got that patent in Battle Creek, Michigan, for the flaked cereal that he invented.
And wow.
And the process to make that cereal, or to make that flake. So flaked cereal was patented today, went to Kellogg. That's not why I brought this up. My question is, I want you to think about this for a second. If you could be the person who invented something, to get the patent for something, what would it be?
Man.
Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, think about that for
a
minute.
Yeah, if there was one patent that you, man, I wish I'd have done that one. And you can't say the wheel, okay?
No.
Other than the wheel,
yeah.
Give me one that you would like to step in, whoever person who did it. Because I got me thinking about a couple here. You too, Noel. Anyway, moving into 9 o'clock hour. Thank you guys for letting Sam and I be a part of your Sunday mornings. And as Mr. Crenshaw has been saying all morning long, top off your tanks. Top off your tanks. For obvious reasons, we'll get into that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.